With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. Catherine Dunn's bizarre novel, Geek Love, is the story of a carnival family called the Banuskis. Mr. and Mrs. Banuski experiment with various drugs for the purpose of breeding freaks to star in their own sideshow. The first to come is Arturo, born with flippers instead of arms and legs. Here's Dunn.
He's displayed in a huge aquarium, probably about the size of this room, with lights playing on it, and he has a speaking tube, so he gives speeches to the audience.
Eventually, a cult builds around Arturo.
His followers, through voluntary, gradual amputation, first of their digits and extremities, and finally of their limbs, seek to represent approximations of Arturo himself.
The narrator of the book is a bald albino hunchback dwarf. Also in the family are scrapping Siamese twins, joined at the hips, who sell their sex to curious normal people. And finally, Fortunato, who appears so normal, he's almost abandoned.
It is suddenly revealed that he has a mental gift, an invisible mental gift, which they consider makes him their masterwork.
For Fortunato has the ability to move things with his mind. After a while, the reader tends to ignore the deformities of the book's characters and begins to see them as people.
These people view themselves not at all as handicapped, but as uniquely gifted and blessed masterworks of art.
Geek Love by Catherine Dunn may not have universal appeal, dealing as it does with the deformed and the deranged, but its audacious black humor is a bold literary effort, now a Warner paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Catherine Dunn, daughter of migrant workers, was 18 years old when she tried to cash a bad check.
Got myself arrested and thrown in jail in good old Kansas City, and spent a couple of weeks in there to such an effect that it scared the bejabbers out of me, and I never wanted to have anything more to do with that. But it had been a kind of turning point in my life to have that experience.
So Catherine Dunn, hoping to set her life in order, tried to join the Army.
Because I had just been convicted of a felony, they refused me because convicts are not allowed to join the military.
Dunn found herself in college, graduating from Reed College in Portland, Oregon, where she wrote her first novel.
The first book was Attic, A-T-T-I-C, and that book was, in fact, a kind of a fictional elaboration on my experience in jail in Kansas City.
Catherine Dunn's latest book is Geek Love, the tale of a pair of married carnival workers who deliberately give birth to hideously deformed children in order to start their own freak show. The definition of geek has changed somewhat over the years.
It's commonly being used right now to mean simply someone that you would prefer not to date. But its original meaning, and the meaning in which it's used in this book, is as the character in the sideshow of a carnival who bites the heads off live chickens.
For some, Geek Love by Catherine Dunn will be hard to take, but one thing is sure, it's an original. A Warner paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Catherine Dunn had written and published two novels and a number of short stories when she made a startling discovery. She didn't know how to write.
I didn't know how to punctuate a sentence. I could no more vary my tone than I could fly.
So Catherine Dunn gave herself 10 years to learn to write.
What a fathead, thinking 10 years was sufficient to master the biggest, fattest, organic beast that is growing out there.
While Dunn says that understanding language is a lifetime project, her new novel, Geek Love, the story of a bizarre family of carnival freaks, is written with authority. The decision to give birth to freaks was deliberate on the part of the parents. The idea came because of Dunn's fascination with genetic research.
It suddenly occurred to me that we really are not that far from the possibility of designer children.
Catherine Dunn lives in Portland, Oregon, where she writes a boxing column for an alternative newspaper.
Small town match, club fights, guys whose names probably wouldn't mean anything on the national scale. But they were out there really doing their best and putting on a wonderful matches.
And for years, Dunn had a Saturday morning storytelling show on the radio.
The program was called Gremlin Time, and my nom de air was Red Ryder, and my engineer was known as Fortunato, and that Fortunato is where the name Fortunato came from for the character in the book, was my dear friend, the engineer of that radio program.
There was skepticism from some critics when Knopf first published Geek Love last year, but Catherine Dunn's strange novel of carnival freaks was a finalist for the National Book Award. It's now a Warner paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.